You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio in our London office, the Grimaldi Building, for the launch of the Scene exhibition, which showcases 22 portraits of blind and partially sighted people taken by Welsh photojournalist and portrait photographer Joshua Bratt. Joshua, it must be really good to have all the 22 photographs, portraits here in one place.
I can't tell you how good it is to finally have them up on the walls, having worked on the project for 2 years. So yes, I am thrilled to finally see them up in the lights, having, well, worked hard on them, as well as the guys at RNIB as well that have put in a lot of work. So I'm really, really chuffed to finally see it up on the wall and ready to be experienced by anybody that wants to come and have a little look.
And you travelled far and wide to take all the portraits, and the sitters chose the places that they wanted it to be photographed in, which I think really adds something to that sort of whole image and, I suppose, the person themselves and what they are. And that's something that you sort of wanted to get across, isn't it?
Yes. So I've shot down in Portsmouth and all the way up in Edinburgh. So I've been pretty much all over with this project. And yeah, like you said, the main thing for me was not just to get the person, but also the places that they spend their time, whether that's work or, you know, whether they have a hobby. The important thing was to capture them in the environments that they spend their enjoyable times in. So whether Dr. Nick Bond down in Portsmouth University, Ellen Renton, like I said, up in Edinburgh, and everybody between. Yeah, so it was important that we got an authentic background in.
And I suppose, you know, sort of what might be termed as an environmental portrait is very different to the sort of journalism and sort of reportage photographs that you take normally. And I suppose with them, you're sort of taking a moment of, you know, a snapshot of a moment in many ways. But with the environmental portraits, there's more time, there's more to get across, more of what the person is about.
Well, yeah, exactly. There's the fact that I had time to get to know each person face to face and hear their stories and a bit about their lives really helped warm both of us up into the session itself. Whereas normally I'm taking pictures of people that don't really have that much time. They've already done an interview or they're moving between one building to another, you know, so you don't really have that much time to get to know the people you're taking pictures of normally in my day-to-day work. So this project was great. I got to meet the individuals. I got to know them. We had really good in-depth chats, and then we had time to actually shoot them properly. I could make changes and we could change the light and we could do a few different angles. And that's what really helps on projects like this, is time.
And it really comes across in the audio descriptions for each portrait of that person, the environment they're in. And also getting across that thing that, I suppose, you know, the general public's opinion might be that, you know, sort of blind and partially sighted people don't work, don't enjoy themselves. But I think through your portraits, you really showcase what blind and partially sighted people can do.
Exactly. That's the whole point of this project, is to shine a light on the people who are blind and partially sighted and people who have disabilities generally, that it's not about the disability, it's about the person, and anything's achievable. And I think the 22 portraits that we have downstairs on display shows that.
And what was it like being photographed by Ian Traherne, who's one of the visually impaired people who features in the exhibition, who's a photographer as well? Because it's not a true thing that many photographers like being photographed.
Yeah, it's like you said, I'm not normally in front of the camera. I'm normally quite comfortably sat behind it. But we'd been shooting for around an hour and a half with each other by that point. So I was nice and relaxed. And he's a very, very calm, easygoing guy. So it made the job far easier for me, I have to say.
And have you listened to any of the audio descriptions of the portraits?
I have, yeah. I've listened to them all and they're brilliant. It was a new concept and a new idea for me when I first got into this project, taking pictures and then adding an audio description to them. So it's an amazing concept and it is going to really capture the imagination of people who aren't blind or partially sighted, and they're going to be able to experience it as well. And it's going to link the two together quite nicely, I think.
Because I think that's the nice thing about the exhibition. It's showcasing what blind and partially sighted people can do, but it's also showcasing how accessible photography and art can be.
Exactly, yeah. I think Clark Reynolds, for instance, is a good example of that, who's an artist in the project who concentrates on Braille art. I think any disability shouldn't get in the way of any creative process. And I think, again, this project really demonstrates that quite well, especially with people like Clark Reynolds, who's going to be here today.
And it's great that not only are the portraits up here in the RNIB's Grimaldi building in London, but they're also available online. So if people can't make it down here to London, they can obviously see and listen to the audio descriptions of the portraits online. Would you like the portraits to be exhibited in maybe the Photographers' Gallery or the National Portrait Gallery?
I would never say no. I think the more they're seen, the better. I think it's a real thought-provoking process that we went through together with me and the 22 people that sat on this project. So I would love it to be seen by as many people as possible. And it's certainly changed my perceptions and the way I view life generally now and the way I approach my photography. So if it's had that effect on me, I hope it'll have the same effect on the people that experience the project, whether that's through sight or through audio description.
Well, Joshua, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the 22 portraits that feature in the Scene exhibition here at the RNIB's Grimaldi building.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you to everybody at the RNIB for hosting it.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.